let's talk about lifestyle inflation, because I spent many years, you know, avoiding it. But what does lifestyle inflation really mean? That means when your salary or your income goes up, you increase your spending because maybe you want to spend more in certain areas where it can enhance your life or to improve the quality of your life. But for some people, it is just an increase in the quantity of spending into something that may seem luxurious or extravagant. So in the past, I used to be extremely frugal, and that means no paid streaming services. If I want to fly overseas, I will usually take budget airlines or at best economy airlines, unless it is paid by the company. And when I go to grocery shopping, I will always look at the prices and try to look for those that have a budget or those that have offer discounts. And even in my personal time, I tend to choose those apps that have free version. Anything that is paid version, I will not even pay for it. So very recently, after I hit my financial independence number, I started to upgrade certain parts of my life. But I want to share that it is a strategic upgrade, which means that it is not reckless. There are some strategies with reward points, loyalty statuses, and credit card benefits that you can utilize to enhance the lifestyle without spending more cash. So the purpose of this video is to really share how to really enhance your life. It is like a lifestyle inflation, but you don't really spend too much money on it like other people who may splurge cash on it. Let's talk about certain aspects of lifestyle inflation first, because in your 20s, you probably wouldn't lifestyle inflate too much because you still are on a very low pay grade, fresh grad pay, maybe 3, 4, 5K even. But once you reach your 30s, some people get promoted, some people just move to a higher paying industry, and that's when they start to taste a little bit of sweetness. And as someone in your 30s, I'm very sure you value certain qualities over cost, like comfort, convenience, and time. And one very simple example is private transportation. You tend to take less public transportation now, like bus and MRT rides, because you probably splurge on taxi rides or private hire vehicle rides like Grab or Gojek. Now, I'm not saying it's fully bad, but you really have to weigh the cost and benefit whether it is a hindrance to your goals. And I'm very sure in your 20s, when you are in your wealth building stage, all these costs will add up faster than you think compared to your 30s. That's why 30s, you think it's finally time to give in to lifestyle inflation. So I'll share a little bit of my lifestyle upgrades. Firstly, I finally paid $1,744 for the Amex Platinum Charge card. And this card is not cheap, mind you, $1,744 for just the annual fee. In my mind last time, I would never think of paying for it. Okay, I thought credit cards should be free, all annual fees should be waived. Who in the right mind would even pay for credit cards? But last year, I finally pulled the trigger because I had a certain big ticket spend, and they had a new sign-up welcome offer where if you just spend $8,000 in a certain time period, you will get 100,000 worth of air miles. So if you think about it, 100,000 of air miles, that's equivalent to $1,500 in my miles value. If we calculate the cents per mile, to be 1.5 cents. So I think it is a pretty good trade-off. I still have to utilize that additional $244. So I look deeper into the card benefits of Amex Platinum to see whether I can recoup my cost for paying the annual fee. And from 2025 onwards, I've been flying more frequently every 2 to 3 months. But I think with my new motto of financial independence, lifestyle freedom, I tend to value work occasions more, which means the opportunity to work remote in digital nomad locations where you just have internet connectivity. I could just create and produce videos just like I'm filming this video in Pullman, Singapore, Hill Street. Anyway, this is a staycation locally in Singapore. I did not pay any money for it. It was part of my high flyer benefit where you get like the Accor or Explorer, something like that. There's one free stay, and the benefit no more already. Now it's buy one, free one. But let's go back to the Amex Platinum benefit, right? So you get $100 every 6 months as flight credits when you hit a minimum spending of $300 per booking on Scoot or Singapore Airlines. And another benefit is unlimited lounge access with the priority pass, and that is with your Amex Platinum card. So if you couple all these benefits together, you realize that I would have to inflate my lifestyle. That means flying more often, going to explore more lounges worldwide, and also utilizing my flight credit every 6 months, plus the fact that I've accumulated several air miles since 2018. So I need to start using them. Okay, miles is not for storage, miles is for utilization, unlike money. And the topic on air miles is definitely controversial, right? It is a lifestyle inflation or a lifestyle upgrade because you are giving up an opportunity cost of saving in cash back, and then you are inflating your lifestyle because you're traveling in business class. But I felt that premium cabins is just a kind of experience that if you can afford with your normal life spending, at least you don't go overboard on your spending to hit minimum spend criteria or what, I think it is fine as long as you can afford it with your current income. Also, recently, I reached All Accor Platinum status for I don't know what reason. I think they just renewed my DBS Vantage membership year and then I got like extra free nights and suddenly I got upgraded to Accor Platinum. So that's another lifestyle inflation again because now I'm more incentivized to utilize my Platinum benefit for whatever reasons. But anyway, I'm traveling to China this year quite a few nights, so I'll definitely utilize that Platinum benefit to the max. Now with flights, definitely I have to talk about hotels, right? Because like I mentioned, the Accor Platinum status, other than that, with my Amex Platinum, it also comes with Hilton Gold. Now, I used to be a Hilton Gold member when I was flying on my company's budget, my previous employment. You know, you stay Hilton hotels and then you get a gold status, you get some free breakfast. But I felt that it really depends on where you want to stay, right? Is it convenient or not? Rather than you want to stay under a hotel loyalty brand. If you ask me for a comparison between Accor versus Hilton, I would generally prefer Accor because it is much more affordable. It's easier for me to ease in. Like you can still find around $100 per night range. But for Hilton, they are definitely a little bit more expensive, at least in Asia. So some of these perks of Platinum members includes room upgrades, breakfast, late checkout, lounge access, all these kind of fringe benefits that is considered lifestyle inflation. Because last time when I stay at budget hotels or economy hotels, I really don't need this, right? I just need a place to sleep because most of the time I will be traveling outside, venturing places outside of the hotel. But as I grow older, I tend to value the quality and the experiences more, which is why I do value this kind of status upgrades. And if you enjoyed the content so far, remember to join our Honey Money SG Telegram group of over 22,000 members where we share credit card rewards and benefits and how to enhance your life without paying more money. Now, speaking about groceries nowadays, I really get better quality ingredients. I am so into superfood right now. Last time, I used to buy budget grocery. I would just check for the cheapest price tag, those that are offer, those that are near expiry where they are like 50% discount. Nowadays, I choose to spend more consciously. For example, for eggs, I will now choose Kampong eggs because of the supposedly higher nutrition after I watched the documentary from CNA. And then for yogurt, I will only choose Greek yogurt. And now I'm consuming more avocados and Norwegian salmon for my lunch every day since I work from home and can cook at home. And if you're familiar with my channel, I used to share a lot about rewards, all these apps. And for example, Chris Plus is where you can earn more miles and stack all these rewards together. So I refer quite a few people. All these Chris Plus miles, I use it to redeem for fair price voucher. Yeah, so I refer more people with education, help them earn more rewards. Then in turn, I get some Chris Pay miles, so which can be exchanged to fair price gift vouchers. Then I can buy more grocery. Then I also shared about the DBSU card and the U Rewards app, which in turn earn me U points. So these U points can also be exchanged for Giant or Cold Storage vouchers or Food Panda vouchers. Then I can buy higher quality food at its grocery market. So you realize that the work that I'm doing is just sharing what I do and how to help people also utilize this kind of spending and rewards habit. Then in turn, I also benefit from it and I can buy better quality ingredients for my own nutrients. Now let's talk about subscription and tools because I'm not someone who will pay for a subscription. I never had any paid TV subscriptions until 2025 when I got my Amex Platinum card because one of the benefits is that they will rebate you $17, I think, if I subscribe to Netflix. So if you look at the Netflix cost, it's probably like $23, $24. Then they give me back $17 per month, right? So I'm only paying effectively $6 per month. And I think it was quite a good deal because just pay $6 for entertainment per month. And then now I go to the cinemas less and I can stay at home more because once you stay at home more, you don't go and spend at outside F&B. Then you even save more money. So this $6 is damn worth it. Secondly, I also paid for ChatGPT premium, which is $20 per month. Yeah, I used to use the free version, but they have limited responses and prompts per day. So I just got rid of it. I subscribed to the premium plan so that I can ask unlimited questions. And now it opens my mind even more. And that will even help in my business and my trip planning and how to utilize my points better. Even in writing scripts, I think it is very useful for my YouTube content creation business. I also subscribe to storage spaces like Apple Cloud or Google Cloud, all these things that can help me store my items so that I don't have to buy physical hard storage and then, you know, sometimes I may misplace it. yeah, I think cloud storage is the way to go. You don't need to store it somewhere in your home and it will always be there, accessible. So all these things are considered lifestyle inflation to me, even though they may not seem to you. But because I came from the background where I should not spend all this money or waste money, but there are still some certain aspects where I really don't spend money on. And some examples are luxury goods or brand new handphone every year or hype purchases like all your Labubu things. So you realize that I focus a lot on the value or the utility of the product or service that I will buy and not really on the status of it, because I don't really care about statuses. If I want to fly business class, it's because I really enjoy the product. If I want to stay in a hotel, it's because I really enjoy the benefits. I don't really care if I'm platinum or gold. I just want this enhanced benefit that makes me feel more comfortable, especially when I'm abroad. So my lesson and takeaway for lifestyle inflation is that it doesn't have to be a bad thing as long as it is done smoothly and smartly and you have a conscious spending plan. Don't every time think of just saving money, be frugal, and then you don't live your life. Okay, because I've been frugal all my 20 years of life until I reach my 30s, I become more financially stable. Then I start to spend on certain things where I would have never spent on in my 20s. And credit card annual fees, I felt that if you really think the benefits outweigh the cost, it's okay to pay one. But you really have to be conscious about how you want to use the credit card. Don't just waste the benefits and then let it lapse. Let it expire. I think that's the worst, paying for nothing. Most importantly, especially for air miles, remember to redeem all your points before they expire. Otherwise, you accumulate for so many years, then before you even can redeem, expire already. That's the worst. You know? Like so many people, they accumulate miles, but they don't have a miles utilization or redemption plan. So you all really need to learn about miles education before you even embark on the miles journey. And having said that, I felt that not all upgrades are sensible. Even to myself, there are some parts where you can upgrade. Some parts are really not worth the upgrade. You have to see your own personal situation, whether it really fits for you and your family members. And to be clear, this video has no sponsor. So if you think what I said makes sense, feel free to click the IBKR link here or scan the IBKR code here. Okay, it is a broker that I choose for my long-term investment portfolio. And if it really helped you, I'll thank you for those who have clicked it. Coming to my final reflection, I feel that life is really short. In my 20s and below, I really scream and save, be hyper frugal and all that. And only until recently, I start to really enjoy life and take my step off the pedal, you know, relax a bit, let lifestyle inflation happen a bit, because I'm really financially stable or financially independent. And sometimes when we focus too much on saving money, we reach to a point where we are really afraid to spend money because the switch won't automatically turn on, you know, like, the consistent training, you need to slowly adjust. Okay, you don't one shot from saving mode become spending mode, because that would be disastrous. So in my 30s right now, I'm still learning to spend smartly, because I came from don't like to spend money to slowly learn how to spend more money. Now, spending smartly must come with these four elements, which are intention, value, joy, and convenience. So if it hits at least two out of these four elements, I think it's fine to spend on it already. So coming back to my main persona, financial independence or FI is not just on the ability to save money, because I know that saving is very comfortable. Like you keep building your cash reserve, you keep building your portfolio. Yes, it sounds very comfortable and you feel very secure about it. But at one point in time, you may have grew so old that you stop learning how to enjoy stuff. You only enjoy saving money and you don't enjoy spending and utilizing your money. So your money becomes like an yichan. It becomes inheritance instead of money. So allow yourself to really spend smartly. Even if it's lifestyle inflation, just take the foot off the pedal. If you have reached certain financial milestones in your life and you're not jeopardizing other people around you, like you have a family to feed, you make sure they are secure first. Okay, you make sure you have the education fund for your kids, make sure you have retirement funds for you and your spouse, or if you're single, then just make sure your retirement funds are secure. Then I think it's fine to go a little bit on lifestyle inflation. So that's my general take. I'm not going to be like other financial influencers who tell you avoid lifestyle inflation, all these things, because I think it's not realistic. You really need to live a fruitful life. And a fruitful life may include some form of spending, and some will call it lifestyle inflation. So I'm not against lifestyle inflation. I'm just against people who overly demonize lifestyle inflation or are overly critical of lifestyle inflation. I feel that there has to be a balance in between, and it's up to you to find that balance. So that's all my sharing. And if you want a FIRE related video on financial independence, then feel free to watch this video on the YouTube channel right here.